The Wolf at the Door by Jack Higgins. Read by Jonathan Oliver. The wolf at the door is your greatest danger, and not only in winter. Russian proverb. Chapter 1. At 58, his black hair flecked with grey, Blake Johnson still had a kind of rugged charm, the air of a man capable of looking after himself. He certainly didn't look old enough to have served in the Marines in Vietnam, though he had, with considerable honour and the medals to prove it. Johnson was personal security advisor to the President, and had been so for more years than he cared to remember. Presidents came and presidents went, but he went on forever. Or so it seemed, Blake thought ruefully, as he stood in the wheelhouse of a sport fishing launch named Lively Jane. On the late afternoon it all began. He peered through the window at Long Island, a light rain blowing against the glass. It was almost 6. He'd have to hurry. He had a beach house in Quogue, supposedly for holidays, which hardly ever came, and this time looked to be no different. Vladimir Putin, Prime Minister of the Russian Federation, was speaking at the United Nations in New York, and the President wanted him to attend and report in, not only on the speech, but on the general attitude of the Russian delegation. The British Prime Minister wasn't coming either, but interestingly he'd sent his personal troubleshooter, Harry Miller, to the speech, presumably to do the same thing Blake was doing. With him was Sean Dillon, once a feared enforcer with the Provisional IRA, now a security adviser himself, and a friend to Blake in good times and bad. Dillon and Miller. Blake smiled.